WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. AAA says 80 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home this Thanksgiving week. Gas prices lower than they were last year. That's good news. The FAA says it still doesn't have enough air traffic controllers. That's the bad news. The weather could also cause some problems. Protests in Pakistan's capital city in favor of the country's imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan. ABC's Marcus Moore has more from the foreign desk.
Protesters have been seen wearing gas masks and protective goggles. And video circulating online showed protesters using heavy equipment to remove the large containers surrounding parts of the city. Khan has been in jail for over a year and faces more than 150 criminal cases.
His supporters say his imprisonment is politically motivated. President-elect Trump has named the people he wants to serve in his next cabinet in record time. There's a lottery today for people who want to sit in on the Menendez brothers hearing as they try to get a lighter sentence for killing their parents. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you've got travel plans later this week, you're going to want to check the forecast the next few days. We've got Arctic air moving across the country. And here at home, today may be our last with a high in the 40s for a while. We'll really start to feel that cold air Friday with highs only in the low 20s. If you're hitting the road, gas prices are lower than they were a month ago. Here's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices rose 2.2 cents per gallon over the last week. The average in the state today is $2.85. This is 4 cents lower than a month ago and 9 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Over 30 states have average gas prices below $3 this week, but it won't be nationwide by Thanksgiving. Officials at GasBuddy say Russia's threats after Ukraine used long-range U.S. missiles pushed oil prices back above $70 per barrel. Some promotions ahead of Thanksgiving are pushing gas prices back down, even as oil prices remain elevated. We are seeing the lowest national average price of gasoline since 2021 and a better economic picture than the last time prices were this low. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
And Wisconsin voters approved a record $4.4 billion in referendums for local school districts. 78% of ballot measures passed in November. Any district that proposes a referendum is facing tough choices, so the remaining 22% may have a hard road ahead. Denise Gomer Hutchinson from the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
I want their experience in public schools to be as awesome as my 25 and 26-year-olds were. I want them to get to be able to participate in sports and theater and drama and DECA and learn about the history of our state and our country.
State funding lags behind inflation. Districts lost pandemic money they had for the last few years, and they're dealing with teacher shortages. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers clobber the 49ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a decisive 38-10 win over the 49ers. Green Bay led by running back Josh Jacobs, who scored three touchdowns. Was there something special he said in the huddle?
Man, I just told him, give me the ball. Really, but nah, man, I think we went in with a great scheme. I think, you know, it's been a big point of emphasis in this building. It's trying to be an area to grow in and be better in, so... It's good when you know that you've been putting in hard work all week and it's paying off.
The Packers rushed for 125 yards in the first half and dominated the time of possession. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner.
Yeah, no, that's about as bad as it can get. Probably the worst I've been a part of. We just didn't make the plays we needed to.
Basketball, the Badgers beat Pittsburgh 81-75 to win their tournament in Orlando and remain undefeated. The Bucks are on their way to play the Miami Heat in Florida tomorrow night. The Bucks have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers today. A little breezy with falling temperatures. We're going to drop from the mid-40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 22. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35. On Wednesday, a few flurries, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays. Oh, hello, everyone. Judy Summers from Summers Tree Farm, located on Rocky Dell Road, 3 miles west of Middleton, exit 250 Airport Road. The farm opens the day after Thanksgiving, 8 to 5 daily. We close at noon Christmas Eve. Visit our website at summerschristmastreefarm.com. We look forward to seeing you. Happy holidays from the Summers family.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just, you must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, we'll talk to attorney Jim Santel.
Yes, John and Gordy are looking at their contract.
We have some questions for him.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
You can't talk broad themes. You have to boil it down to nuts and bolts, and you have to be pithy. What do I mean by pithy? How about this? Republicans want to kill your kids. It's actually true. If you're going to oppose vaccinations, if you're going to stop breakthrough medical research, if you're going to allow minors and all sorts of people to get semi-automatic weapons, which they use to shoot up schools, well, then you are responsible for kids' health and death, unfortunately. It has to be that simple and that direct, and it has to be over and over and over again.
That breaks through. It absolutely does.
Former Republican Jen Rubin, alpha liberaling. Mm-hmm. Why? Okay. David in Buford, Georgia says, Steph, only you have been able to lift the fog for me. I'm coming out of my election fever dream thanks to you and the crew. The only politics.
Only you.
I've been able to handle. Thank you. Thank you for being all around wonderful, for bringing many smart, thoughtful voices to this amazing community you have built. Thanks to Jody, too, whose stance I agree with. We need to be and stay pissed. Thanks to Malcolm, who was right again. This is a fight. Jody is a middle child, a Capricorn, and Irish.
And Irish, so yeah.
Yeah. She is going to stay mad for the next 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to fight, isn't she? You're going to fight.
He can't get it.
Oh, you can't find Jody's fight song?
Well, no, I found it. It's just it's
how
a
that
quirk
it's
of this
set up. It's...
I have to search for it, so.
It's all right.
And I was trying to search for it, and then you called for it, and I'm like, okay, search is done. Can't do it.
Okay, all right. We'll bump back with it. Okay. Yeah.
It's super snarly and sexy and angry. I hope you're taking all that out on Lonnie. Little bobcat.
Okay. What?
Speaking My back of, hurts all the time.
Speaking of alpha liberals.
Give me a guest who is profane. Ain't got time for someone mundane. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brought us Cliff Schecter. Mama don't care how much that she's got to spend. Got to get Cliff Schecter jingle in. Dummy days are gone in the basement of her home. Cause her mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter.
Yeah!
Cause her mama, she brings us Cliff Schecter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Good morning, Cliff Schecter. Hiya!
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, hi. Oh, you look startled to be on. Hi.
I actually was quickly, because I care so much, Stephanie, about us, was promoting that I was going to be on my various 47 different Twitter-like apps.
Yeah, me
that
too.
I'm now on like
yeah.
you.
Thank God I didn't have no life, because I post everywhere.
I don't know what way is up at this point. I may just retreat to YouTube and hide, because I've been happy there.
You just know, as Jody Hamilton says, that we need to fight. We need to fight.
Oh, it's not about lack of fighting. Yeah.
Here we go.
Fight!
Yeah!
Fight!
Yeah!
Okay. Sorry. All right, now we're in the mood.
My karate in a bit.
Yeah.
But Cliff, we have had this conversation, jokingly, but all the people we have on the show are awful liberals. You, Bob Seska, which thank God you're, part of the Tuesday Bob Seska show now. You guys are both fantastic together. But we've
been
having this conversation for a long time, haven't we, about alpha liberals, about we need to somehow either, I don't think we have to lie and cheat the way they do, but I think we have to fight differently somehow. And I think, interestingly, what Jen Rubin said I don't know if you heard it, but I think that's an example, isn't it?
It is. Again, I'm not acting like I'm some genius because there have been a lot of other people who've been saying this as long as me. But, you know, there are clips that Bob loves to show, that one where I beat up on Cleta Mitchell on MSNBC. There's still, I got banned for that way back then because I was too mean. Liberals weren't supposed to be mean.
Well, you were just spitting facts. You were talking about all of the Republicans that were indicted and crooked.
I don't know how to do this any other way. So I don't get timidity. I don't get bending the knee. Like, none of that makes sense to me. When someone is a bully and they hit you and they punch you, you punch them in the nose back. And of course, I'm talking rhetorically here. But so, no, we don't need to lie and cheat. But what my refrain for 20 years now, and we've gotten better, right? We have some great ones in the House. But I kept asking, are we going to be able to get there soon enough and have enough of a critical mass? And we didn't, which is everything they say with the same passion, they lie and weave conspiracies about us. Yeah. We need to tell the truth about them because we don't need to lie. Everything they stand for, everything they are is unpopular to like 3/4 of the population.
How could lies be any worse about Donald Trump than the truth?
I know. What are we going to make up?
Let me ask you about one issue because we had a caller that was talking about the border. It's obviously one of the issues. And I said the thing that is so infuriating is Republicans have figured out how to make their obstructionism work politically. Like, let's face it, them being obstructionist douchebags worked in this case. And we thought, oh, my God, this is so out in the open. This isn't going to work. Like, Trump literally is telling them to kill the most conservative border bill ever, you know. But it worked so that they could continue to fearmonger on the border when we all know it was Trump and Republicans that killed the border bill.
Right. And again, look, this is the same problem we've had, right? They have this huge megaphone. They dump billions into it again. As I like to say before, if anybody thinks that Ben Shapiro, a guy who sounds like he sucked on a helium balloon for overnight, you know, and makes muscles that go downward, and you know, I knew Chris would appreciate.
Yeah.
It. You know, has the charisma of J.D. Vance ordering donuts, became a phenomenon on his own. Somebody at that time, I remember looking, was spending, I'm not saying hundreds of thousands, millions on Facebook ads to create him. And I'll just say this because it sounds self-serving, so I won't talk about me. You. Like, where is somebody should just say, here's Stephanie Miller. You'll like this. Here's $5 million.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious, though. Like, not $5 million, stuff your pockets and go live on an island. But here's $5 million. Expand your staff. Expand your footprint.
Yeah.
You know, get modern technology. Blow up. Advertise me even more. Do everything. Nobody does this on our side, so we're all left to our own.
Thank you.
And the vast majority of people like me and you who haven't found ways to make it this and make a living, I have so many smart messaging people on the left. We've lost a generation of them. They're doing corporate comms because they could not. The right would have said, here, have a seat at the Heritage Foundation for $250,000 a year. Go on Fox and get a contributorship. I'm not going to belabor, but the point is that we, you know, if we stand up and fight on those issues right away and don't let the obstruction work, and we have a louder megaphone and we constantly message.
Because losing, Cliff, as someone that's worked on real issues your whole life, losing just a complete bed of lies is infuriating. Because it's not just the border, it's that Haitians are eating your pets. And they're you know, using your money to do trans surgery on illegals in prison. And they're, you know, they're taking your FEMA money and giving it to illegal immigrants. I mean, this story, this is a Republican wet dream. Some Haitian migrants who made international headlines in September are leaving or planning to leave the Ohio City. A lot of them restaurant workers. So all these maggots are going to be like, how come it takes an hour and a half to get my entree?
Yeah.
How come my fruit salad is $47? I mean, it's just
good. I hope they pay all those prices. I mean, and again, you know, look, is some of it true? Absolutely. My 14-year-old went to school the other day, a boy, and came home a girl. I mean, they do that surgery, obviously, in 3 hours. So you wouldn't want to tell people that when Donald Trump says that, he's a lying conspiratorial lunatic and not fit for the office, you'd want to repeat it and stainwash him like the New York Times. I mean, again, we can't trust mainstream media. We need our media to grow. Yeah. We need our people to invest. And we must be messaging the Swalwells. A lot of them, again, Californians, you guys lead the way. Newsom, Swalwell, Ted Lieu, Adam Schiff are some of my favorites. But Dan Goldman is fantastic. Stacey Plaskett, who can't even vote because she's from the U.S. Virgin Islands. She doesn't even have a vote in there. And she's pucker than most of the people that do.
Here's another alpha liberal question that we mentioned earlier, and I wanted to say it for you. So what's his name, Hobag, the incoming border czar?
Tom Hobag, yes.
Right. Chris is keeper of the facts.
Yeah.
Hobag's only a nickname, though.
That's
just what he does every other Saturday night.
Trump's plans for the mass deportation of migrants would have their states who do not cooperate with his plans for mass deportation would have their federal funding slashed in retribution. He said, that's going to happen. I guarantee President Trump will do that. Well, you know, someone suggested, all the blue states will withhold our tax dollars then, which fund all of you the poor socialist red states, all the taker states, you know?
Right.
I mean, we've got to find ways to fight back, don't we?
We do. And I love what Gavin Newsom is doing right now. People, again, our side so misunderstands just the value of PR, the value. It drives me insane. Like, did you see that? I played that clip that went viral of the Maori in New Zealand getting up and doing a dance.
Yes.
And they were going to rewrite the treaty.
That was beautiful.
Again, spectacle gets attention. I'm not saying we get up and do, but get up and make noise. Get up and get attention. And I mean, right now in cities like, I don't know, everywhere, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Austin, Texas, whatever, do they have the power to say no to the federal government? No, but why isn't every city council passing a resolution? We will not comply when it comes to immigrants. We will not comply with your stupid, we're going to try to enforce gun laws in any way we can. This is the stuff the right does.
Yeah.
And if we were constantly messaging from the lowest level to the top while building this infrastructure, they would stop being able to dominate on these stupid issues and take fringe issues and conspiracies and beat us with them.
Yeah.
And this is—it's infuriating. Yes, it is, because I've been fighting lies for years, and they've proven their obstruction works for years. Mitch McConnell stopped the Supreme Court justice. That was back in 2015. So this isn't a post-Trump thing. This is a long-time Republican thing.
Yeah. For instance, you know, Frank Luguzzi is the one that first put out there that the Biden administration should do FBI background checks on all these people for, you know, national security purposes. But I just feel like, we don't fight that way. And, we're institutionalists and blah, blah, blah. And
It's time to stop. I'm so sick of it. Like, we don't do it. You know, like our side said, you know, like our people, here's what they can do right now. I'm sure there's undersecretary, all sorts of positions that don't need to be confirmed by the Senate. Put people there. Fill every position with somebody. Judges, get every single one through.
Yeah.
Death penalty. It's barbaric. We don't believe in it. Commute all
and
of them and
thank
give them
you.
Life sentences.
And by the way, Cliff, to your point, he's not the great and powerful Oz, you know? Like, when he's like, no recess appointments until I'm in office, everyone's like, you. Like, you know,
exactly.
He's not president yet. Also, you know, all the people, I'm sure, taunting you and all of us on, you know, social media, get used to it. Matt, you know, Matt Gaetz going to be your attorney general. It's a done deal. It's like, well, no, it, you know, well, isn't. You know, so when we fight, we still, you know, maybe we're not going to win a lot of them, but we're going to win some of them, you know, but we won't win any of them if we give up. So
I just want to say some of those MAGA guys are like, you know, my choice, your body. And I'm just like, listen, we've seen the choices all you guys have made with your bodies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want my saturated fat to go up to about 47% of what my body is. But no, you don't get to make choices about anybody's bodies. You don't get to know. Just because you guys can't go near a woman's body who's actually interested in you, stay the hell away. All right?
By the way, Mark from Tennessee said, watching a Trump administration ramp up is like watching a bunch of drunk frat boys assemble a futon. They threw away the instructions. The base is warped. It's not properly supported. But they do have a lot of wing nuts.
Yes. Put it this way, an IKEA cabinet is put together better than this cabinet, okay? I think we could all say that.
Yeah.
No, they're just, and we shouldn't even let ourselves get distracted by that stuff. I said for a while, and I'm sorry, we have to brag because no one else is going to about us. I ended up being right. I said, Democrats, don't waste your time on Matt Gaetz. People need to understand what's going on. The Republican coalition hates him.
Yeah.
They all hate him.
Yeah.
They're all scared of what's in that report. they were always going to stop them on their own. I did a video where I said, if they make us do a hearing, every Democrat should get up like the end of Animal House, where they walk out singing My Country Tis of Thee. I'm not saying we should have done that, but maybe.
Yeah.
And just go to get up in front of a microphone and say, he's unserious. He's being investigated for serious crimes. He has no experience in this. This is below us as a country.
Yeah.
You all Republicans in the Senate chose to vote for him. For Trump, you figure it out. We're not even participating in this.
Yeah. Now we have Pam Bondi, who absolutely should be disqualified for being an election denier, who should be, you know, disqualified for taking an obvious bribe from Donald Trump, should be for saying investigators will be investigated and prosecutors will be prosecuted. I mean, all should be disqualified.
And then she illegally funded him, too.
Huh?
She also gave him an illegal donation from a 501c3, from a nonprofit. But she's going to get through because, again, that's not going to be bad enough.
Right.
I hate to say it, but but Gates was always obvious.
Yeah.
You know, and we also have to remember any divisions we can find. McConnell got Thune in there instead of Rick Scott, who the MAGA wanted. McConnell still is. I hate this. Trust me, because I hate McConnell.
Yeah.
But he has institutional power. They owe him their seats. A lot of those senators. He raised them dirty corporate money. Play the divisions up.
Yeah.
Big Pharma. You think Big Pharma is going to allow Robert Kennedy Jr. to stop research and on infectious diseases for 8 years?
Yeah.
To put people in prison for Adderall?
Yeah.
Pharma's going to just let them take.
Yeah.
Care of it.
Oh no, I said. I mean, Elon Musk threatening to primary anybody that wasn't going to vote for Matt Gaetz. Or I'm like. You have at it, all you.
Fine.
All right, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo!
Credo!
Credo Mobile. I'm saying this is more important than ever right now, right?
Yep.
I mean, they've been out there, right? Jody's had Credo for 20 years, but how important is this now for you to support companies that, as Cliff was just talking about, support your values?
Yeah.
They are the only progressive phone company. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are desperately going to need our help right now. Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, on and on. And you get also the largest, most reliable phone network, competitive deals.
And fancy phones, too.
Yes, great deals on new phones.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cliff. Right. You can even bring your current phone, bring your current number. Come on, let's go saving. CredoMobile.com. Stephanie Miller listeners, you get another win. 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, but don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh boy, I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the
warmest. And independent lab tests prove they're 7 times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use code Miller25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
For missing an exploited
Stephanie Miller.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
Look what you made me do.
Cliff Schechter is here. He has a new Patreon page. Go support him. Yes. And all the magical alpha liberals in this Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
And he's going to be on Hal Sparks' show right after this.
Fantastic. We were just talking about
I got nothing else to do. I might as well just keep going on shows. It's fun.
And you're like the permanent Tuesday co-host of the Bob Sesco show now.
Yes.
It's insane. I just got invited on by Fugelsang for so like I'm not messing around when it comes to the sexy liberal universe.
Can I just say,
not messing around.
This is our superpower, is everybody you've mentioned, everybody in this universe is funny, is smart. We don't just talk about politics. Mm-hmm. I think that's really, important. We've been obsessed with this tweet, every pet owner is an unpaid voice actor and songwriter, because that is a very large part of my life, too. It's how I release my stress.
Yeah.
Mike's, I don't know what your song is. Mine is, these little dogs of mine, I'm going to let them shine. I don't know why. Okay, that's just their song.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Kisses.
Hey,
that's my voice
if
work.
If you dig it, you dig it, you know?
Right? We got obsessed with why you can't, there's that one drawer that the potato masher always gets stuck in and then you can't open the drawer.
Uh-huh.
There's always some drawer that you have something in there that's.
Yeah, no, I usually end up forcing it and breaking the drawers.
Yeah.
My wife really appreciates that quality. And I'm sure that won't be why she eventually leaves me. When I've broken enough drawers.
We see you, men. There's always a, babe, this has got to soak. And then, that's another trick, a man trick. You put a thing in to soak, and that just means I'm not going to clean this. I'm just going to put it in the sink.
Oh, I did
and
that
if it
when
stays,
I was...
if it stays there a month and a half, I'm going to pretend I don't see it.
There's a simple theory for why we're so screwed up right now, which is men on average suck. But liberal men are better in that, like, we at least try to understand to a certain degree other people, whereas the other men are just caught in their evolutionary, you know, lizard brain ridiculousness and don't want to. That's the difference.
That's that's a t-shirt for us. Liberal men suck less.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
More clip checker.
Stuff.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison Police Chief is pushing for all officers to have body cameras. Back in April, the department started a pilot project where 42 officers had them. Then they had the results of that analyzed by Northwestern University's Technology, Race, and Prejudice Lab. Researchers found that the cameras didn't impact how police interacted with people, they didn't add charges based on what they saw in video later, and that having the cameras can increase transparency and trust. Police Chief Sean Barnes plans to add cameras for the full department into the 2026 budget, hoping to have all officers equipped with them in 2027. And Wicked opened over the weekend and shattered box office records. It's now the best opening weekend for a Broadway adaptation ever, earning $114 million here in the U.S., with another $50 million in other countries. And one of its stars is from right here in Wisconsin. Marissa Bodie plays Nessa Rose. If you weren't a theater kid, don't worry, I got you. The whole story is like a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, and we're following Glinda and Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Well, Nessa Rose is her sister. The character uses a wheelchair in the original story, but Bodie is the first actor to take on the role who actually uses a wheelchair herself. She was paralyzed in a car accident as a child. Bodie is from Mesomanie. She's 24, and this is her first movie ever. Over the weekend, there was a big screening in Prairie du Sac, so her friends and family came out to support her and see the movie for the first time. And do you know a Packers super fan? Well, you can nominate them for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Green Bay Packers have begun their annual search for the next honoree for the Packers Fan Hall of Fame. Fans can nominate themselves, a friend, a relative, with a 500-word essay. The essay should describe the merits of the nominee and should be accompanied by a photo. The nomination deadline is Saturday, November 30th.
You can enter at packers.com/FHOF. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Dark and dreary today, with patchy fog and light rain. Winds are also beginning to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging our overnight lows cold to near 20 degrees. Good news is, though, a ton of sunshine is on tap tomorrow and highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to get the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Housinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's.
Three.
Donald Trump didn't even know about those allegations until after he named him. Is that your understanding?
John, all these are, as you said, are allegations. It's amazing how this comes out. Pete is a very talented individual. I talked with him earlier this week. He told me, John, about how many people had written to him and said, look, I was thinking about getting out. You know, we have a huge recruitment problem, a huge retention problem in the military. I was thinking about getting out, but now that you've come to lead us, Pete, I'm going to stay in. That's the type of inspirational leader we need to see. Don't let these allegations distract us.
Oh! Oh, I see. Rape is just a distraction now, Cliff. That's how that works. Wow.
Yeah, I find lots of inspiration in rapists with Aryan tattoos.
Yeah. Thank you. Forgot about the Aryan tattoos. Yeah, I mean.
Oh yeah.
How many times can we say it, Cliff? Women don't go get a rape kit run on them at the hospital if they've had consensual sex. You know, men don't generally pay women off if nothing happened. I mean,
you can say that we don't have all the details. He paid her off. Come on. Let's all be adults and say we know what happened.
Senator Duckworth about this.
Mr. Hegseth has acknowledged that he paid a woman back in 2017 to quiet her accusations of sexual assault. He claims it was consensual sex. I'm sure you've read that Monterey police report, as we did here. It refers to the offense code as, quote, rape victim unconscious of the nature of the act. It details both the accuser's and Hegseth's version of events. Here's what Senator Mark Wayne Mullen said it shows. Two people flirting with each other. Is the committee going to speak with the victim to ask if this was a misunderstanding?
Well, that will be the decision of the Republican chairman of the committee next year. I hope that we will, but I suspect that they again will roll over for Mr. Trump. Frankly, I will raise those questions.
I mean... Here's the other thing. There's so many. First of all, as she also said, he's not at all qualified to run an enormous department like this. He also openly fantasized about a violent clash between the U.S. military and its political rivals, who he describes as domestic enemies, like Trump does.
Well,
he wrote this book, right, in 2020, imagining the outcome of that year's election would lead to a national divorce and a civil war that would involve the military and law enforcement taking up arms against Biden supporters. The name of his book is American Crusade. So subtle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not related at all to the Aryan stuff he has. Also, I wonder, when he wrote that book, were there multisyllabic words in it? Did he sort of stick to the simple ones? I mean, in any case, what was his highest rank? I mean, as you said before, major or something.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't have the Aryan tattoo, you know, and be a rapist, he was a major or something like that. And he was so extreme in his views and what he wrote about in his, let's call it a book, more of a vomiting on paper, that in the end, the guy was pulled off in 2020 of inauguration because they couldn't trust that he might not do something to harm the president of the United States being inaugurated. I mean, is that not enough?
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
Where are we? What world are we in?
Thank you. How about this other part of his book, he describes a 2019 conversation between him and Trump after he urged Trump to pardon service members who had been charged with war crimes in Iraq and Afghanistan. He said the phone call ended with a compliment to me I'll never forget and might put on my tombstone. You're a warrior, Pete, a warrior. I thanked him for his courage. The courage to pardon war criminals? I mean, where are we?
I think somebody sadly, that's not going to stop it. And Republicans aren't particularly targeting women as a group. Yeah, so if I were right now, the simple thing I think you have to do is you literally have to go to AIPAC and other Jewish organizations that have influence and get them to stop him because of the Nazi thing.
Yeah,
that's your best chance of stopping.
Well,
him, I think.
And okay, this, what are we calling the rape now? A distraction. Mm-hmm. This is Leslie Marshall on Jonathan Carl.
Leslie, media had obtained this police report from California authorities from back in 2017, and says, you know, Hegseth appeared very, very drunk. He got into a fight with Jane Doe. That's how she's being referred to. That she repeatedly said no. And a rape kit confirmed the sexual encounter. Again, Pete Hegseth says this was consensual.
Huh. I dreaded talking about this today. I met Pete a long time ago. We spent middle of the night waiting to go on during 2016 before the election, and I like him as a person, with all due respect to my former colleague. We know that there were three cases of adultery for Pete Hegseth, and it is relevant.
Yeah. So, one more, sorry.
And the reason why it's relevant is Article 134 of the UCMJ considers adultery against the military, which the Department of Defense is part of. You can't lead an entire organization and all these people if you can't lead by example. One. Two, I am a rape victim, and I can tell you there's a reason 1 in 10 rapes go unreported. And it's very difficult for a woman to go in and have a rape kit done. It's physically, mentally, and emotionally very difficult to go through that process, as I have. And I can tell you that, just very personal, in my deep core, somebody doesn't do that
Thank
with
you.
Their husband and their kids in the hotel, texting their husband.
Yeah. And one last one, sorry.
Somebody doesn't go into the hospital and subject herself to that. And I have to say, I as a woman and as a victim, I believe the victims. And this is a problem for me, the sexual impropriety. And then on top of that, although Pete has an incredible military career, he doesn't have the leadership career in the military that I feel the Department of Defense requires as their head.
Yeah. But this is like part, you've got a rapist, adjudicated rapist as the president, right? You know, he nominated an attorney general who's, you know, a alleged sex trafficker. This is
RFK
where we are.
RFK Jr., sexual assault.
Yeah. The babysitter, RFK Jr.'s babysitter, among a zillion other reasons he's not qualified.
It's almost like that's Tulsi's, like, the only thing she's missing. If she would sexually assault somebody, she'd have a better chance of being.
Right?
I mean, seriously, and the thing is you lose the smaller things in the bigger things, as you just said. We're going to sit here and list them. Arian Kral got disqualified from the inauguration, wrote this ridiculous book, is a guy who obviously doesn't have the leadership ability and only made it to major. He's a rapist. Oh, and then let's throw out the fact
that
he's had seven, allegedly is important to say, and that he just paid somebody. So he's not a rapist because he gets, in any case, allegedly. And he has had seven kids with three women. He was cheating on his wife with a Fox News producer in the military. You get court-martialed for that.
Right.
You get kicked out of the military for committing adultery.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. That's an important, you know, thing. I mean, these people are despicable. You can't find better. As much as I can't stand Marco Rubio, and I can't, at least he hasn't done any of this garbage.
Yeah. Like, he's a spineless weasel, but at least he's...
Right. Aren't there plenty of spineless weasel magas there they can find to do this job who haven't, like, raped or allegedly raped people?
I mean, we're at the point where even the horrible people in Trump's last administration are saying how horrible former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams warned that the new Trump health regime, you know, with Bobby Kennedy, et cetera, had better have strong infectious disease, have a strong infectious disease plan and restore vaccine confidence, or we could face outbreaks throughout the next term. Do you think anything of that's going to happen under Brainworm? What are you kidding me?
I mean, what's he going to do? You know, he's not going to do any of that stuff. He's just going to probably be traipsing around with a large whale head on the top of his car, dressed in like a dead cub suit, you know, while he's got a brain worm. I mean, who are these freaks that these people find? I mean, there's nobody even semi-normal?
Yes.
I mean,
speaking of really horrible people from the last Trump administration saying how really horrible these new people are, here's John Bolton on Sebastian Gorka.
Sebastian Gorka is a con man. I wouldn't have him in any U.S. government. Fortunately, it's not the highest position he had been mentioned for, but I don't think it's going to bode well for counterterrorism efforts when the NSC's senior director is somebody like that. And this is why, obviously, everybody is now focusing on the top jobs, but the questions of who are the deputy secretaries, who are the undersecretaries, and so on, is also going to tell us a lot about who's actually running the government.
He
needs a full field FBI background investigation about his educational claims and things like that. I think he is a perfect example of somebody who owes his position purely to Donald Trump. He doesn't display loyalty. He displays fealty. And that's what Trump wants. He doesn't want Gorka's opinions. He wants Gorka to say, yes, sir. And I am fully confident that's exactly what will happen.
We just have no idea of the show. I know how bad it's going to actually
be. And you know
be.
What? We can't even, again, just like with Hegseth, nobody brings up the fact that this guy was a member of this organization, I think it was called the Hungarian Cross. It literally was founded by remnants of the Nazi party in Hungary.
Yeah.
And they found this organization, and he was a part of it before he came to the United States. He was part of a neo-Nazi group. Like, how much? I don't even know what to say at some point. I mean, this is such a ludicrous group. If you just asked me, like, come up with a more ridiculous group, I would be like, okay, dig up Jeffrey Dahmer, maybe the ghost of Idi Amin.
I know. Tulsi Gabbard was on a TSA. I'm just going to go on a limb and say I don't think someone on a no-fly list should be the head of director of national intelligence, but that's just me.
Yeah, you literally could randomly walk down the street and pick six people, and they would almost every case would be better than the people he chose.
Yeah. It's so interesting you mentioned Nazis, because Charlotte Clymer's like, oh, how come you have that poster? I'm like, that's my dad, Goldwater Miller. And I said, first of all, that was a landslide. Trump did not win anything resembling a landslide. But secondly, he was a Nuremberg prosecutor. And I'm, again, Cliff, going to go out on a limb and say, I'm still Nazis bad. You know, Nazis bad. I'm in that camp.
Yeah, it's amazing how that was a bipartisan thing.
Used to be. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Republicans were very much on our side on those kinds of things. It is amazing, again, when you go back to Goldwater Miller or you go back to you find Nixon, of all people, creating the EPA.
Right.
Like, the Republicans, actually, as bad as Nixon was, believed in some form of government and not just tearing everything down and destroying everything like these people
did. Yeah, let's go back to Eisenhower tax rates. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about that 91% tax rate? Right? As far as I'm concerned, when it comes to billionaires, I think we should. I mean, I honestly think, you have over $1 billion, everything at that point, I would tax it like 90%.
Yeah.
Or up to me.
So,
what do you need that for?
What do you think is going to happen? Let's talk about it. Trump was scheduled to be sentenced next week for dozens of convictions in the New York hush money case. Judge Merchan granted a delay ahead of Trump's teams arguing the case should be dismissed entirely. Trump's lawyers are scheduled to make arguments for dismissing the case by December 2nd. Prosecutors will have till December 9th to respond. The filing says no current law establishes that a president's temporary immunity from prosecution requires dismissal of a post-trial criminal proceeding that was initiated at a time when the defendant was not immune from criminal prosecution and that is based on unofficial conduct for which the defendant is also not immune. As you say, where are we right now in America if you have been convicted by a jury of your peers and we can just be like, oh, that just didn't happen? Right.
I mean, these are the cultural things in democracies that are the bedrock of a democratic republic. That if you get rid of, you usually don't get back. And the thing is, if the rule of law is that far gone, that this man with what he's done throughout his entire life cannot be held accountable for anything. Yeah, I'm sure that doesn't send a message.
Yeah.
You know, like, what does that tell everybody? What does it tell everybody of a younger generation? What do I tell my kids?
Yeah.
You know, like,
keep saying this bro culture we keep talking about, you know, the message they're sending is rape is fine and you can get away with it and women are all lying whores. I mean,
no, seriously, it is. I mean, Elon Musk also got charged with sexual harassment by one of the employees of SpaceX. Like, every single one of them, it's like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
You have to have sexually harassed or assaulted a woman, allegedly, to be able to be a member of the cabinet, I guess.
Yeah.
As a man.
I've seen Elon Musk in a swimsuit. You're saying some women have actually...
He's a schmoo.
...wanted to, touch...
He, that large, pale... He looked like Happy Fun Ball. Remember that?
Yes!
Looks like something Jacques Cousteau found. It's like, they had
just
to roll
back.
Just
put him back at the bottom of the ocean. Yes. Just like, yeah. Have to see.
He's one of those fish that makes its own light at the very bottom of the ocean. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the doctor. I'm not doing AMR. It's just the Dr. Marty bag. Oh, first of all.
ADR.
Right. ADR.
Uh-huh. AMSR. ASMR.
There you go.
AMSR. Smell it. Can you smell it? That's my Dr. Marty's
Foley.
Bag. Oh, God, it smells so good. Okay. You know why?
I can't smell.
We need smell-o-vision.
Just take my word for it. Okay. I'm just going to read the actual ingredients. Turkey, beef, salmon, duck, beef liver, turkey heart, flaxseed, sweet potato, egg, pea protein, apple, blueberry, carrot, cranberry, pumpkin seeds, spinach, dried kelp, ginger, salt, and sunflower seeds, broccoli, and kale. That's superfoods.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. No, something like substance or meal
byproduct.
Or some sort of byproduct of wheat or blah, blah, blah. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It is all that good stuff, all the nutrients packed in, all the flavor. You know what else that makes it? It makes it shelf-stable.
Yes.
Mess-free, pantry-safe. Mess-free. It's not gloppy. Does not make gloppy sounds. It doesn't make gloppy sounds. It makes this sound. Okay. And right now you get 54% off. The best dog food in the world and a free bag of Cod Krispies. If you go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511, text fees may apply.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, Mom. Ooh, it's so cold out there. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original. Wow, this is so soft and cozy.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site. The other guys were so jealous they all bought them. And the best part is the socks come in three levels of warmth. Originals, lights, and ultralights.
Oh, Jill can use the ultralights when dog walking. Oh, boy. I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holder socks are the warmest. An independent lab test proved they're seven times warmer than cotton socks. We use a proprietary three-stage process, advanced insulating yarn, a long loop thermal pile, and brushed on the inside. This process helps trap warm air closer to your skin longer, keeping your feet warm, comfortable, and dry, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. From now until Cyber Monday, use code MILLER25 to save 25% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Go to heatholders.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council. Partners.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile. They're an alpha liberal company.
That's right.
They are the only progressive phone company in America. They're like, if Cliff Schechter were a phone company, that's what.
Yes.
Yeah. Mighty. It's large. Uh-huh. The largest, most mighty phone network in the country. Just saying. You get great deals on new phones, competitive plans, great customer service, and they've given over $95 million over the years to progressive nonprofits that are going to need our help more than ever right now. And you get to vote for where your money goes. Planned Parenthood, on and on, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. It's so easy. And you get to make a difference in the world. Go to credomobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com. That is credomobile.com. Alpha Liberal, Cliff Schechter is here. Real quick, Heather in Portland, Steph and the gang. While the circular firing squad among Dems is hardly surprising, I'm glad to hear you and a few others asking the real question, why do only the Democrats need to change when the reality is that progressive policies are more popular? When a woman goes back to an abusive ex, it's not because all the nice guys aren't nice enough. There was no perfect policy or interview or turn of phrase that could have changed the minds of the millions of people who feed on a constant diet of lies. The dysfunction in this country runs deep. I don't recall a lot of soul-searching among Republicans when Trump lost the popular vote twice. I don't see anyone trying to reach across the aisle and build unity, just claiming a mandate before all the votes are even counted. Thanks for everything you all do for make us feel sane and supported. That's why I'm losing patience with the Democrat, circular firing squad. And also,
yep.
Glenn. What? Cliff.
I'm a legal
I feel like
man.
One thing we awesome. Learned is that, you know, polling and pundits wrong again. Like these two stories this morning, poll, most oppose Trump J6 pardons and women in combat ban. Again, saying, you know, people are on our side. This poll,
yes.
Nearly 60% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the transition. What? I mean, most people obviously are not reacting well to his cabinet picks. So what is your take today on polling?
Sadly, it's just going to be the same thing. First of all, the right wing stuff puts out polls that are fake. I don't know which these
right,
are.
Right.
But it's generally going to be the same thing, you know, and like lots of other people have said it. They have an enormous, you know, self-perpetuating hydra, a megaphone that forces its way into mainstream media. They own local TV stations with Sinclair. They own local radio with Salem Christian Radio. Mm-hmm. They get into people's minds and it's reinforced. So if you watch, if you listen to your local radio, it's Salem. You listen to your local TV, it's Sinclair. Then you turn on Fox News. You're hearing all the same garbage. And we have not even tried to compete for the most part. The people that have been successful, like you, have done it on your own. No one's sitting there dumping. And if we will build a megaphone so people will not be so misinformed. Remember, they had to lie, cheat, shield. I can't even speak English. But they had to do all of that and weave conspiracies and still, his, you know, like little victory, not his huge victory. It's at 1.5%.
Yeah.
There's still a bunch of votes to count in California. He's ended up at 1.4 or 1.3.
Yeah.
And when Bush won in 2004, it was a little bit over 2%. They have to do everything right and lie about everything to barely win. So America's with us. We just need to get them the correct information by putting money into the places we can do that, and we will win.
And one of those places is Cliff Schechter's Patreon page, his YouTube channel, his new co-hosting gig on the Bob Seska Show. We love you, Cliff Schechter. We'll see you next time.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday. We'll take a look back at what made news over the weekend and get you ready for Thanksgiving week. Tourist travel tips. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.